We left off last time with Akasha. Simchas Torah is a beautiful minig, and it seems like it's mamish keneged hadin. Aveira. Mishnah tells us ain marv simcha b'simcha, or more precisely, the Mishnah tells us ain no sim noshim b'moed. Mishnah tells us it's an Easter to get married b'moed. Gemara opens the sugya chesed beis by saying ain marv simcha b'simcha, which on Tesav and Aleph the Bavli says is rooted in simchas Chanukah's beis hamikdash being carefully scheduled to avoid overlapping with Yom Tov. Rishalmi has a different makar, Malei Shavu Zos. Either way, as we discussed last time, Tosis follows up with a svara, probably because both drushes are a little shverlach. Malei Shavu Zos, hard to know. You know, why are we so convinced that one would base a din on Malei Shavu Zos and Lavan, Sikahadl, back and forth? We discussed last time, the Maisa the Torah records it. The Bavli is very difficult for all those who learned Bava Kama last year. Or all those who got the, and you influence so much of Bava Kama. Everyone in Bava Kama Dev Beis knows that there are Torah, different Kabbalah, Elfinon. So how are we learning a din out of a pasuk in Melachim? So that might be why Tosus wants to say it's really a svara, meaning not a totally new concept based on a svara, but a svara to tell me how to parameterize a different mitzvah, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Not a new din of Shivas Yamin v'Shivas Yom Arba'as Hayom, not a new mitzvah in Sefer Melachim, not a new mitzvah Malei Shavuot Zos. Those are just Megala Svaras. Those two psukim, either one is Megala, it points us to this idea that multitasking smachos is going to decrease them, is going to mitigate them. And Mimela, if I have a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov from elsewhere in the Chumash, that mitzvah, I know it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so I understand that this is going to be relevant to how I figure out how to implement the mitzvah d'oraisa of Simchas Yom Tov. Okay. There's not a new independent Isser, Emar Simcha, that's a prat within the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Which is why, and since that's the issue, again, since the issue is that the multitasking simcha will reduce Simchas Yom Tov. If you understand well, Tosus's last answer in the next Tosus, and in the last Tosus, in the Bittul Peir Review, the bottom of Chesna Beis, Tosus again was bothered. How come Mila Pidyon HaBen? Tosus try to figure out. You can't. You're allowed to have Mila Pidyon HaBen on Yom Tov on Chol Hamoed. Number one, Tosfos says maybe Kavula Osman, if it's Zman Kavua, not that we couldn't find a Kohen, finally Kohen shows up, he's going to be around for a couple of days, months after the baby's born, if it's Kavula Osman, okay. So Zman Kavua, for the bris of Pinyan Ben, the Mela, that's when the Zman is. But let's say it's not Kavula Osman, like a Pinyan Ben that got Nidche, or like Simchas Torah, which is not, again, fundamentally not Kavula Osman. Our minhag is that we celebrate Simchas HaTorah on the second day of Shmini Atzeres, but it didn't have to be that way. Minhag Yisrael could have chosen a different day. As a matter of fact, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, I'll prove it to you. We know that until a little more than 1,000 years ago, there were two different minhagim as to how long the laning cycle was. So by now, as Ron Ray pointed out 800-900 years ago, it's already been universally accepted, right at the time of the Ramah, it had been universally accepted for a long time to follow what had been Minhag Bavel, which is what we do, which is the annual cycle. The Minhag Eretz Yisrael, Gaon Eretz Yisrael, and probably Amoroi Eretz Yisrael, had a three-year cycle. They laned, we discussed this the other week, in Minhag Eretz Yisrael, Nitzam Vayelech HaAzinu were typical lengths for the Kriyas HaTorah every single week. And they would finish a laning roughly once every 3 years. It's not even clear though that they finished every year, this every time the same time of the year. So it wasn't true that every single year Shmini Atzeres was Simchas Torah. It may never have been that way. Who knows when they ended? They may have been like the Daf Yomi every 7.5 years, and whenever you finish, every time it's a different time of the year. No Zaman Kavua on the calendar. So minig bavel that they are on annual cycles. Then there's going to be a time. There could be a time during the year that you always are Messiah the laning, and minig is simchas Torah. Why? Not zman kavua. So then Tosa is given two other answers. At the bottom of the last Tosa is either we don't paskin like the Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Instead, perhaps we paskin like the next approach in the Gemara, B'Chagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha, a specific Jerusha. Tosa is pointing to Gemara and Chagiga. It's also a Gemara right here in Ma'akatan of Dav Chesna Beis. Both are Dav Chesna Beis. Ma'akatan and Chagiga Chesna Beis. B'Chagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha. Okay. So if the din that the Mishnah has in Nos Noshen Boin is specific, a specific drasha, specific to marriage, okay, so that's not an issue with Simchas Torah. But then the last teretz of Tosa says no. Right? Again, the second last teretz was we follow Kaimel and Kravashi. We follow Rashi, who says B'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Rashi says it champions that approach. Chagiga das chef das daf chesam beis. The Gemara here quotes other Amoraim. Rav Daniel Bar Katena Amar Rav, B'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Okay. Or, Oyeish Lomar, D'lo chashivi simcha b'simcha, ki im sudas nisun levad. Maybe we do hold the name Arvin simcha b'simcha, but it's only by sudas nisun. Again, well, you told me, it can't be literally true, because you see from Tesam Aleph, that it's true by simchas, based on Mikdash also, it means that's a big simcha. Mila, I bet it's not such a big deal. Okay. By the way, we prav simcha's Torah. It is a big deal. So why is that mutter? Why is that mutter? So now the question is, well, Tosa had two terutzim at the end. Zman kavu with three terutzim. Zman kavu is not relevant. Then how about the second last terutz of Tosas? B'chagecha v'lo b'shecha. So that would be a good solution. The question is, l'maisa, it's a machlokas last 2 days in Tosas. How to paskin machlokas b'ayatosas, machlokas rishonim, how to paskin machlokas amoraim. So the question is, how do we paskin? So number one, do you find any other rishonim who take a stand on this issue of whether we paskin emar b'simcha or b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha? Find any other rishonim who take a stand? So if you take a look, the Rambam talks about it in two different places. The Rambam was on the Maamar Kamus in a smaller font. How do I know how to find the Rambam? So that was because I followed instructions on the page. Always good to be aware, I'm sure you're aware, but worth reviewing in case it's a little rusty. As you go through Gemara, whenever you see the little letters, the superscript, little letters, like that Lamed, Lifi Shamra Abbasim, Abbasim, see that little letter Lamed, beginning of the line? See like eight, nine lines off the bottom, see a little letter Lamed? But that little letter Lamed sends you, what are all the little letters doing here? So that sends you to the outside top margin. This is on the base, so it's the top right. A Mishnah Ner Mitzvah. Who was a Mishnah Ner Mitzvah? It was put together by a series of early Achronim. The first was the same man who also wrote the Shilta Gibram on the Rif, Yeshua Boaz. And the remarkable thing is he did this without, he wrote the Masoras HaShas and the A Mishnah Ner Mitzvah without having the Masoras HaShas or an A Mishnah Ner Mitzvah. And he sat down with the Gemara and writes on the side everywhere where this Gemara appeared, everywhere this. You know, anytime you have a line in Gemara that appears elsewhere, it's in the Masoras HaShas. He put it together. Every time that you have a line in Gemara that's quoted in the Sifrei, classic Sifrei Halacha that we've shown him, the Rambam, the Smag, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, he'll tell you where to find it. And the remarkable thing is, he didn't have a computer, nor did he have a Masoras HaShas. Because we know how where else to find the Gemara because you look at Masoras HaShas, or you Google it, or you Bar Ilan it. He just had a Gemara, and he must have had a lot of index cards. Or else it was all in his cars were in his head. I'm not sure. It's like a remarkable, consider for a moment what a remarkable feat it was. But we just started taking Masoras HaShas for granted. Masoras HaShas on the side tells you where else in Shas to find this Gemara. In Mishnah and Mitzvah, where do you find the Sifrei Halacha? Oftentimes, though, it's a dangerous shortcut. When there's a machlokas, Rav Nachum Rav Sheshes. So if the little letter is only on one of them, usually that means that's the one we paskin like, even without looking it up, because obviously that's the one that's being quoted in the Sifrei Halacha. So right away, letter Lamed. Boom. So offhand, it sounds like, that's how we paskin, because that's the Tzad that's quoted in Poskim. Moreover, you can actually do the work, you look in the letter Lamed, See over there, he tells us to look in the Maimon Hisham. Maimon is a Mem Yud Yud, is a Rambam. Rabbein Moshe ben Maimon. Sham is where he mentioned earlier, Hilchas Yom Tov. Perek Zayin, Halacha Tev Zayin, and Perek Yud of Hilchas Ishos, Halacha Yud Dalet. So Yom Tov Zayin, Tev Zayin, Ishos Yud Yud Dalet. That's how I found the Rambams. No, nothing fancy, I just follow the instructions. So if you, when you look in Hilchas Yom Tov, it's not so clear. He says the din, Ein Oshin Nosin B'Moed. Again, it's a Halacha of Yom Tov, it's Chol Moed and marriage. So he quotes in both places. And Halacha is a Chol Moed, Perek Zayin of Hilchas Yom Tov. He says you can't. He says, so that you don't forget the Simchas Yom Tov. Not sure which one that is. Is that Emar Simchas Simcha? It does. Sorry, for Tosis. Tosis says Emar Simchas is a Svara. He's giving a Svara. But it's even clearer how he passes when you get to Hilchas Ishus. Yud Yudal. He is very clear. He says, Beferish. He says, you can't get married in Chol Moed because Emar Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. He leaves nothing to the imagination. See, he's very clearly passing like this latter day in Tosis. The second of the last 2 days in Tosfos, that we do Paskin, Eim Rav Simcha B'Simcha. As an aside, you look there, he also quotes the Yerushalmi's Pasuk, not the Bavli's Pasuk, which is not surprising for the Rambam. Okay. So we're getting the impression that you Paskin like, you Paskin Eim Rav Simcha B'Simcha, which is a problem. But if you Paskin, so we have a solution. Simcha's Torah is not a wedding. But okay, so it's a Rambam. Tosfos Rambam. How do you know how we should Paskin the Halacha? How do you know I was passing halacha? Where would you look? And maybe you want to look further in the Amish for Nimitz. Well, I have 2 days in Tosis, I have a Rambam. Okay, so Machlok is Rishonim. Piske Tosis. Piske Tosis just tells you. No, Piske Tosis just tells you, Psakim that Tosis gave. Yeah. The tour, the Shulchan Aruch. Let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Tav Kuf Mem Vav and Archaim Hilchas Chol Moed Mutter Lasus Beregel Sudas Bris Mila V'Chein Sudas Bia Ben. There you have it. The din that Tosis gives you. That don't worry. There's no problem having a bris or pina ben on Chol Moed. Why? Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. But the Magen Avraham does. The Lo Chashivi Simcha Lasudas Nisuin Levad. That's Mamish the last day in Tosis. Almost kidding. That's Mamish what Tosis says. Right. Don't worry. It's only Suas Nisun, which is such a simcha that Eim Arvin, simcha, the simcha. So the question is, okay, that's fine for Bris and Pinyan Ben, but what's that going to do for you for Simcha's Torah? So let me give you a long line of Sternbach's approach, and I'll paraphrase a little bit. He's the one who raises Kasha. So, what do you mean, Eim Arvin, simcha, b'simcha? We would say Simchas Torah. No, it's really the second day Shmini Atzeres. How do you make the Sim? How do you have Hakafas, a dance for Sim HaTorah, the second day Shmini Atzeres? He says, well, one answer might be, maybe it's not a Sphira, because maybe that is consistent with Simchas Yantiv. Simchas Yantiv and getting married are two different things. They're pointed both holy, both wonderful, but you have to give each one its time because they're pointing to a different direction. It's just like, again, lava, right? Simcha with Rachel, Simcha with Leah, both wonderful, but they're independent and separate. They're orthogonal. They have to give each one its time. One will take away from the other because they're not the same Simcha. Or Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara of Bavli, Tessamon Aleph, Simcha of Sukkot, Simcha of Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, both beautiful, wonderful, but two separate things. So Sternbach says, well, maybe Simcha's Torah is not different from Simchas Yom Tov. What is Simchas Yom Tov about? What is Simchas Yom Tov about? He says, look, you know, look at the Yom Tov. What every single Yom Tov has, every single Yom Tov davening starts. Right? Exactly. Every single Yom Tov is about Bechiras Yisrael. That's the language that Chazal gave us to mark Yom Tov, the opening language for every single Yom Tov David davening after Bechatar Vigalan. That's Takanas Chazal. That's Anshim Nezagadola, presumably. Every single Yom Tov is the uniqueness of Chol Moed. The fact that, as the Mishnah tells us, every single human being is created B'Tzelem Elokim, Chavav Adam B'Shneir B'Tzelem, every human being is B'Tzelem Elokim, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikra, that's perhaps what Shabbos is about, the universal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with the entire cosmos, all of which he created. Yom Tov is about The next line of that Mishnah, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Banu Lamakam. There's a unique intimacy that Klal Yisrael have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bechir Yisrael, Atav HaTayim Kalam, Ahavta Osanu, Ratzisa Banu. The unique relation we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we celebrate every single Yom Kippur. In case you never thought about that before, right? That's what we say in the Shema Esrei. Every single tefillah of Yom Tov, every single musaf of Chol HaMoed is Bechir Yisrael. It's all about Bechir Yisrael. And you see that, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. Historically, they're all commemorating different events in the formation of Chol HaMoed. Different events that were unique. Shabbos, Zeicha Ma'aseh Bereishis, that's the entire cosmos. But you see us Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, and Kibasukos or Shaftis, Bnei Yisrael, those are all Klal Yisrael specific. So you can say, look, Rav Sternberg says, more or less, maybe you'll say, look, Simchas Yom Tov is taking joy in Bechiras Yisrael. So that's not a stira, that's not unrelated to Simchas HaTorah. The Torah is a primary vehicle through which we learn about and give expression to learning Torah and keeping Torah, the Torah mitzvahs, that's the stuff of Bechir Yisrael. That's not unrelated. That's not getting married in Yom Tov. That's not Yom Tov and Bechir Yisrael. It's Mamet, no, it's Otodavar. He says, there's no stira. It's not a stira. Like if I'm going to have a Yetzias Mitzrayim party on Pesach, Chol Moed Pesach, we're going to have a party to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going to make a special Mesiba, Leil Shvi Shal Pesach, to celebrate Kriyas Yamsus. Right. A Kriyas Yamsus suit, exactly. Some Chassidim have it.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
And then some caterers, or not some Chassidim, yeah, also have a blowout gala Shvi Shal Pesach Kiddush. That is, I have a good friend who does high-end Pesach catering. So he has every year incredibly creative Kriyas Yamsus themed Kiddushim on the Pesach program for Shvi Shal Pesach. So that's not Imar and Simcha and Simcha. That is the Simcha. The Simcha of Pesach. So Shembach says, you know, maybe I'll tell you. And what Simcha is Yom Tov? Simcha is Yom Tov is Bechir Yisrael. So this is Bechir. Simcha is Torah. That's Bechir Yisrael. It's not a steer. It's not unrelated. It's not unrelated. Okay. You know, at the Chasana, you're going to dance to the father, this one, the uncle, this one, down the step by where? All the relatives. Is that a steer? No. That's part of the Simcha. That's not Imar from Simcha to Simcha. They said, look, you're dancing with the Torah. That's part of the Bechir Yisrael. Oh. So that would be a great answer. That would be a great answer. Yeah. The Simcha of Yom Tov is Atav HaKartam. Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's true. That's a nusach with which we introduce every single Yom Tov. So, Yom Tov as a whole are about the Bechir Yisrael. But let me ask you a question. Simchas Yom Tov, is it the exact same mitzvah on Pesach, on Shavuos, and Sukkot? Is it all just about Yom Tov? Or is Simchas Yom Tov on Pesach about Pesach, on Shavuos about Shavuos, on Sukkot about Sukkot? Is it just always the same general, generic Simchas Yom Tov, or is each one specific? The Simchas Pesach, the Simchas Shavuos, the Simchas Sukkot.
Yes.
If you like terminology, what do you mean yes? Both.
Both.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe both. Let's use some terminology. In other words, we're asking, is Simchas Yom Tov generic, universal? If you like Sprach, you can say, is it Simchas Yom Tov Din Kloli or Din Proti? Is it general, generic? It's all the same Simchas Yom Tov, or is it Proti? Is it specific? The specific identity, Simchas Pesach is about, Pesach is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shavuos is about Mamre Har Sinai, and so forth. In which case, or maybe even both, if there's a prati aspect, so then it's not enough that Simchas Torah works with Simchas Yom Tov in general, here it's Yisrael, you have to work on the specifics. Now, how are you going to know? How are you going to know if Simchas Yom Tov calling a prati? They don't have a raya for the Gemara?
I don't know a lot of it.
You don't have a raya for the Gemara?
Chilos,
yeah.
We change the words.
Okay, and how do you know? How does that tell me what the mitzvah of Simcha is about?
Because you're onto something.
When it's describing the Yom Tov, Hashem gave us a certain time, which is this month or this month.
Right, it's definitely true that each Yom Tov commemorates something else.
The principle that we have is it's supposed to be tailored to our Chayrus or our Matan Torah.
Maybe. I know that there's a mitzvah of Matzah only on Pesach. And there's a mitzvah of Lulav, and a mitzvah of Sukkah, it's only on Sukkah, that's for sure. But I'm asking, but the mitzvah of Simcha applies on all of them. Look, there's a mitzvah of Tefillah, according to Rambam. We've discussed this, right? According to Rambam, there's a mitzvah to daven every day. Is there a different mitzvah of Tefillah on Sunday than on Monday? No. Same mitzvah of Tefillah every day, every single day. You return to the same mitzvah of Tefillah. So there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantav that applies, a couple weeks a year. Or is each Yom Tov different? So you saw a Gemara, I hope, that gives you an indication. How many of you learned the Gemara Pesachim? Raise your hand if you learned the Gemara Pesachim. Raise your hand if you did not learn the Gemara Pesachim. Okay. Let's take a look. The end of the Gemara Pesachim is going to be highly relevant to this. The beginning of the Gemara Pesachim is not relevant to understand the end, but is relevant for so much. The Gemara Pesachim at Samech Ches and Beis is talking about the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav. What do you do for Simchas Yantav? What's your schedule supposed to look like? Okay, it's Pesach, it's Shavuos, it's Sukkot. Sign me up the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav. What do I do? What things do you do? You learn, you daven, you eat, you sleep, you sing Hallelujah. What are you supposed to do for Simchas Yantav? The Tanaim said, you have a question, where do you look? The Chumash. So they say, so sometimes the problem is looking at the Chumash is hard to find evidence, hard to find clues. You look hard to find the clue. Sometimes, here is the opposite problem. There are too many clues. This Sanya. Here in Sanya, in the middle of Samach HaSanabe, is this Sanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Ein lo la'adam b'yom tov, ela o ocha v'shosa, o yosha v'shosa. Rabbi Eliezer said, you have two options in Yom Tov. You can either spend Yom Tov eating and drinking, a physical simcha, or you can spend Yom Tov seeing and learning. And by the way, seeing and learning sounds like a Yiddish expression, but that's exactly the words that everybody else uses. Yoshev v'shona, sitting and learning. Fascinating. He said you have two options. The brother says either or. You can have a physical simcha Yom Tov, or you can have a spiritual simcha Yom Tov. And Rabbi Yeshua says no. Chel keil, 50-50. Chetzil achila shtia, chetzil beis hamedrash. Spend half of your part of the time, half the time you spend eating and drinking, part of the time you spend learning. Oh, where does this come from? So this is a brisa. This sign is a brisa. Machlokas HaTanan. Well, where did it come from? The truth is we haven't even seen yet. I told you it has to do with Simchas Yantav. From the brisa, it doesn't really. It's not clear. They're talking about what your schedule should be. Okay, but based on what? They tell you, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amora says, fascinating that both Tanoim are rooted in the same pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the next line of the Gemara, Shneiem Mikra Echadarshu. They're both working off of the same exact pasuk. Hello, Davarhu. How could that be? Or actually, the same pair of pasukim. Kasev Echad Omer Atzeres Lashem Elokecha. A pasuk in Re'eh. It's an Atzeres LaHashem. Yom Tov is supposed to be focused on Ribbono Shel Olam. And the other pasuk says, Atzeres Tiyalachem. It's for you. So the question is Simcha LaHashem or Simcha LaChem? Is Simcha supposed to be expressed spiritually or physically? Is Simcha supposed to be expressed through added learning, added davening? The Ramban talks about singing Hallel, the Halacha Kumzitz. It's supposed to be Simchas HaNefesh. Or does v'samachat bechagecha mean simchas aguf? Have good meals, eat good meat, drink good wine, enjoy. Which one is it? A stira in psukim. So there's a shef to point out. This seems like the machlokas we're lezer Yeshua here is one example of a broader universal machlokas in methodology. What do you do when you have a stira between two psukim? So usually we say at the end of the 13th midah, which the Chazan says out loud right at the end of Karbanos, when you have two psukim that are in contradiction, so usually you look for the kasav ashlishi shechri, you look for a third pasuk that can resolve it. Okay, but what do you do when there is no third pasuk that resolves it?
You have what appears to be an irresolvable, irreconcilable stira. Lashem, Lachem. Which one is it?
Oh.
Which one is it? Oh. So the machlokes of Lazer Rishua is, what are you supposed to do when you have a stira between A and B in the psukim? So Lazer says, that's the Torah's way of saying A or B. Options. Option A, it means the Torah is giving you two models, and you get to choose. You can either have a lachem, or kul lachem, kul lachem, or kul lachem. Rabbi Lezer Savar, Gemara goes on to say, o kul lachem, o kul lachem. The Torah gave two, that's disjunctive, either or. Rabbi Yeshua understands, no. When the Torah gives me a shnei ksuv machishim zezeh, without a kazav ashlishi, Rabbi Yeshua says, it's a conjunction. You're supposed to have both. How do you have both? Chetz chalkeyu, they divide the day. Chetzul Hashem, the Chetzul Chem. You have to figure out how to have both of them. So Blazer says it's either or. Yeshua says it's this and that. Okay? Machlokes Hatanam. Machlokes Hatanam. What does Simchas Yom Tov look like? Again, it doesn't mean that you fast. It wouldn't mean that you fast. But Shechtos Nosach is according to Blazer, either if you're going cool Hashem, so it means you have the same tuna fish sandwich you would have on any other Tuesday. And you spend all the extra time learning and singing halal and so forth. That would be kul la shem. Kul la chem doesn't mean you don't go to shul at all. You daven, you learn as much as you would learn on a typical work day. But all the extra time is going to be spent on eating and drinking. That's your Belez's position. Either or. Either or. I appreciate your enthusiasm for Simchas Yom Tov. While Rabbi Yeshua says, you have to have more of both. More physical simcha than you would have in a typical day, and more spiritual simcha than you have in a typical day. A Yom Tov day ought to be more and better eating and drinking than a typical day, and more better learning than on a typical work day. Oh. So far, so good? So this is fascinating. It's fascinating. And machlokes tanoim, on the level of doraisa, how to read the psukim. You have a point, it's the same pair of psukim. The question is, how do you work? What do the psukim indicate? This apparently unreconciled steer between the psukim. So how do you reconcile it? Do you reconcile it disjunctively or conjunctively? Is it or? Rabbi Lazar says either or like Yeshua says conjunctively, and this and that, both chalkeu. You only get half a day of each, but you get half a day of each. Now halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? It's a little hard to figure out, right? We'll have to figure out. There's no little letter right away. Or is there? I already taught you a trick. What's the trick? Look for the little letter. Number one, how do we paskin? The little letter earlier, the Aled is on Rabbi Yeshua. Yet Machlokes appear several times in a row. Rabbi Yeshua says, Chalkeyu, the hay is later. We'll get to the hay. Good point. We'll get to the hay in a moment. Moreover, the general rule is we almost never paskin on Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi says Rabbi Lezer was a Shamuti. Machlokes, whether that means he was from Beit Shammai. He's the end of the period of Beit Shammai. He represents there, tends to present the approach of Beit Shammai. Rabbi Yeshua tends to present the approach of Beis Hillel. Or Shamuti means that he was put into Chayim. It's Mishnayis and Aegis, the Gemara and Bava Metzia. Whatever it is, we rarely pass in like Rabbi Lezer. It happens to be, and this is one of the usual typical cases, we do pass in like Rabbi Yeshua. But watch what the Gemara says about Rabbi Lezer. The Tana Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara is about to have some comments from Amorah. Amor Rabbi El-Azhar, that's the Amorah, Rabbi El-Azhar, the student of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation Amorah who explained, right, Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem, Kul Lachem, Kul Hashem. His Talmud, Rabbi El-Azhar, says, well, Hakol Modim Ba'atzeres, Dibayina Nami Lachem. The Gemara goes on to give a series of exceptions. Even Rabbi El-Azhar, who says, normally you get to choose, you could choose the Kul Hashem, or you could choose Kul Hashem. But Lezer says you don't have to have a physical element to your simcha. Gor goes on to say there are three exceptions. And we're going to focus right now on the first one. The first one is Shulz. Everyone agrees on Tzeres. You have to have a Lachem. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who says you could go through Pesach just eating like as though it's a regular day, all the added simcha is spiritual, but Shavuos you can't do that. Why? Yom Shinin Habot Torah. That's the day the Torah was given. No doubt you've come across this, you've heard this, if you haven't learned the sixth paragraph of Psalm inside yet, but certainly you've heard this in Shmuzin, that was Pshat. It's fascinating. You would have thought, what we would have mistakenly thought,
that Yom Shinina Bo Torah is a reason to go all out, just learn. It's an ironic, counterintuitive Gemara. Because the day of Matan Torah, that's why you dafka have to have a physical element of Simcha? The answer is, obviously, yes. Torah is not meant to draw us away from Olam Hazeh. Torah is meant to teach us how to engage Olam Hazeh in a spiritually productive way. So Davka, of all days, Shavuos, there has to be a physical element to the Simcha. The Gemara goes on to say later, a very famous Gemara, a couple lines later, how Rav Yosef would celebrate Shavuos. Rav Yosef, Yoma Datsarta, Rav Yosef was an Amor a couple generations later in Bavel, on Shavuos, Omar, he would say, Avdili Egla Tilsa, make for me the most gourmet type of meat. Gemara talks about the particular type of calf, two type of veal called Egla Tilsa, has something thirties, or the third child, or the third grown, whatever it is, it was a particularly gourmet cut of veal. Make the finest meat for me on Shavuos. Why? Ilav Hayoma Kama Yos de Kagarim Kama Yose Ika Beshuki. If not because it was this day caused, there are a lot of Joes in the street. He was Rav Yosef. He said, if not for Matan Torah, I would just be another Joe. I wouldn't have grown, I wouldn't become refined, I wouldn't have grown into the person I am. There are a lot of Joe Schmoes. That's where it comes from. A lot of Joes in the street. Kama Yosef, Ika Beshuka. There are plenty of Joes. Yosef is. Right? Plenty of Joes in the street. I made something of myself because of Matan Torah, the day to celebrate. You got to make the finest yontif meal. Rav Yosef's minig was the finest yontif meal was on Shavuos. Oh, so this is a beautiful Gemara. Many levels teach you so much about the interrelation of Gashmius and Ruchnius. Now, aside from all that, it teaches me something else also. So Sternbach points out, aside from what teaches you about Talmud Torah and Gashmius and Ruchnius, it also teaches me something else. It's a raya, a lumdashi raya, to our chakira. Right? We had a chakira, is the nature of mitzvah simchas yantiv klali, or prati, is the same mitzvah simchas yantiv every day of yantiv, just the many different days when you have, the same with the mitzvah of kiddush, is the same mitzvah of kiddush every single Shabbos. Breishas noach lach lach vaher. It's the same mitzvah of kiddush, just reiterates. It's a mitzvah klalis, so maybe simchas yantiv is also klalis, or no, maybe it's prati. So he says, I'll bring you a raya from this Gemara. What's the raya? What's the raya? Ah! Because Rebbe Elazar held the Min HaTorah on Pesach, you can have Kul Hashem if you want to. On Sukkot, you have Kul Hashem. But on Shavuos, you cannot. Why? Yom Shinit about Torah. What do you mean? But Simchas Yantiv, it works. Kul Hashem works on Pesach. Kul Hashem works on Sukkot. Zetmin, says Rosh Sternbach. You see, that's not the same mitzvah of Simcha every single time. The mitzvah of Simcha Pesach is about Tzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvah of Simcha and Shavuos is about Matan Torah. So there could be differences in how it's implemented. Because you see, if you can read the Gemara as he does, which is certainly the straightforward read of the Gemara, that this is part of the, not an added din of Yom Shinit Bar Torah, this is the whole sugya is about. It's about the core din of Simchas Yontif. So then you see that every Yontif, Simcha, every Yontif is celebrating that particular Yontif. It's specific and localized. There may be a generic piece too, but it's not purely generic. So if you're trying to figure out Emar v'Simcha b'Simcha, then you have to, it's not enough to say, well, it's Simchas Torah is consistent with, coherent with the general Simcha Klalis of Ativ v'Chartanu. You have to figure out, but there's a Simcha Pratis of Shmini Atzeres. Simcha Pratis of Shmini Atzeres. So you have to figure out, what is the Simcha Pratis of Shmini Atzeres?